You were a civil engineer before you became a poet. How did you go from being a civil engineer to becoming a poet?
Yeah, well, as an immigrant family, a working class family, you know, the idea of a career in the arts really wasn't within the realm of possibilities. And luckily or unluckily, I'm pretty good at math. So on the advice of my parents, I studied civil engineering. And interestingly enough, I didn't realize how much writing there was involved in engineering. Letter writing, a lot of permit writing, a lot of sort of translating these sort of abstract ideas of engineering into layman's terms. And I really got interested in how language is used to make a point. I just started, as I say, fooling around with poetry, doodling poems here and there, then went to Miami-Dade, took a creative writing course, then took another, then eventually was accepted into the graduate program at FIU, where I studied with Campbell McGrath. And all the while, I was still working full-time as an engineer, and I still have my professional engineer's license, and I still engineer.
And you helped design one of the buildings in South Miami, is that right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a building. It was the Sunset Drive improvements. And I think I still remember the project number 1926 1929-26. It was the improvements of Sunset Road from US 1 West past the City Hall in South Miami, and it had a clock tower, which was designed by our architect at the firm. I was the engineer of record on that project, which was one of the most interesting sort of moments in my life. In City Hall in South Miami, they had historic photographs of all throughout the city, and one of them was on Sunset Drive. And so I was inspired in the sense of looking again at my place in history, right? So here's this road that started, you know, X number of decades ago, or maybe even over 100 years ago. And then here I come as the engineer now remaking or remapping this street. And I was taken by that. I wrote a poem called Photo of a Man on Sunset Drive. And I sent it to the public works manager at the time. And I think he sent it to the mayor. And one thing led to another. And they asked me to read it at the groundbreaking ceremony. So it was the first time in my life where I actually read a poem in my hard hat, which was pretty mind-boggling. The two worlds came together for once.
There's one more little fact-checking question I wanted to ask you. I read that you're named after Richard Nixon. Is that true?
That's in a poem called The Name I Wanted, which explains that. It's family lore. My dad, he would tell tall tales, let's put it that way. And one time, I don't know, when I was a kid, he said that they named me after Richard Nixon because they were in Spain at the time, and I think President Nixon was just sworn into office, or I was born in February, so he must have been sworn in January. If I haven't even checked the facts myself, as far as even if the dates make sense. But then one time when I was older, I asked my mother, she's like, that was just one of your dad's stories. And my dad had already passed. But it always stayed in my mind because I thought, how cool is that? I don't know. I felt like so American to be like that I was named after a president.
And then you end up on the podium during President Obama's second inauguration.
Right. And it's kind of, yeah. And so that, I don't know, that always stuck with me. It was kind of funny that my dad, you know, I don't know, my dad, what can I tell you?
Richard Blanco, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.